This is Packer and Durham on ACCM and SiriusXM Channel 371.
Quite a show as we head to the Power Hour. Mr. Durham, this has been some show. 330 will be one for the archives.
That's exactly right. Real quick, and I'm going to call on the folks in Bristol. If you missed the opening of the show today, yesterday was Billy's birthday. The great Billy Packer, ACC legend, Hall of Famer, College Basketball Hall of Famer, Naismith Memorial Hall of Famer, National Sports Media Association Hall of Famer.
Polish
long
Hall of Fame.
Litany of accolades.
Polish Hall of Fame.
Polish Hall of Fame.
I think he and Mike Krzyzewski are both in the Polish Hall of Fame. Think so.
North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame, right?
Sure,
why not? No question. And got inducted into that.
Yep, he did.
Last night, on his 81st birthday, Billy donned the Wake top hat.
There it is. He had the Wake Forest basketball. You guys said to me after the show yesterday, hey, Billy coming over. I said, yeah, Billy and Barb are coming over. Billy's birthday's on Thursday. Barb's is coming up on Monday. And they said, well, you think you can get Billy to wear that Wake Forest hat? I said, sure. There's no way you get Billy. I said, oh, you do not want to force me into a bet on that. So last night, you know, happy birthday to Billy and Barb. Big celebration here at the house. And I said, Billy, come on.
Absolutely.
I'm going to take you downstairs to the basement a second. So there it is. You got the hat, the Wake Forest basketball, and he's holding the whistle, which is, you really can't see that, given the background. And by the way,
that's the Brian Kersey issued ACC whistle.
That's it. And for Drew Brooks and Drew Brooks only, Billy's sporting the old bow golf club uniform there. So that was only for Brooksy. But there it is. Billy with the Wake Forest Demon Deacon hat. And, you know, there it is.
Sidebar to that. Now that Billy has made the photo, after Drew, in particular, said that it wouldn't happen, Drew will now be paying his own green fees when he plays Old Bo. Won't get the comp. Won't get the scholarship.
No.
At Old Bo.
What we'll do with Brooks is we will make sure he gets a free round of golf, but he'll have to walk Old Bo. That'll be worse.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God.
Nothing like a little mountain golf with no cart. Yeah. Now, that is work.
Settle
that
on
is work.
There you go. Let's jump to a topic that you and I kind of beat around one day after the show, and you did the legwork on this. And I got to tell you, Pack, this is my biggest disappointment of the entire basketball season in many ways, is the games we're not going to get. And now that kind of the schedule's been revamped on the back end a little bit, some games were added on Wednesday and some were reshifted of games that have been postponed, that kind of thing. You start looking down the list of schools that have not played in the ACC, and it's significant. I mean, there's some real inequity here, but again, all that aside, we've been able to have a season, right?
Right.
But still, when you start looking at teams that haven't played, it's a stark list, isn't it?
Well, what got us talking with this is, and really what started this was when you kept going through the schedule going, well, they're two in the loss column. And it got me thinking, well, that's why you got to look a little bit deeper, because this is not apples to apples, oranges to oranges. Some teams have had an easier path for wins than others. And when you take a look at what teams haven't even seen another ACC team this year, the list is, quite frankly, stark. I mean, there are some teams, you're going to see this list here in a second on the screen, and we'll go through it, that you're going to go, wow, it's hard to believe we've not seen that game yet, or those two teams play. And here we are, the last weekend of February. I mean, when we get back together, knock on wood, hopefully, God willing, on Monday, it's March. I mean, it's go time. It's the last week of the regular season. There's so many critical games. But when you go through this list, you might be shocked at some of the teams that have not seen other teams, especially ones of note. So when you look down the schedule or the standings, you go, oh, well, you got a chance to be in sixth place, or how's that team ranked in front of us? And, you know, it's kind of tied into accounting and everything else. You got to look a little bit deeper in terms of who you played, and in this particular case, who you have not played.
All right, so let's get started. We'll do this at the top. Boston College has not played six ACC opponents. They haven't played Carolina. They haven't played Pitt, Clemson, Florida State, Virginia Tech, and Georgia Tech.
What is now, amazing?
Eagles, long pause. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, didn't mean to interrupt you there, Wes, but what amazes me is that here's BC at 1-9, and they're having a tough year. COVID, not losing games. Jim Christian's out. The whole, Winston Tabbs is gone. I mean, we go through the whole litany, and look at the teams they have not played. I mean, there's a lot Correct. Of upper third teams in that group now. Florida State, Clemson, Virginia Tech, Carolina, Georgia Tech. I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, so that to me is one of those you just go, wow. Whoa.
Yep. Let's go to Florida State here. Florida State has not played Duke, Boston College, Notre Dame, Virginia Tech, or Syracuse.
Well, there's a couple in there that you'd love to see, right? I mean, Duke, Florida State right now is a game you'd love to see. Florida State, Virginia Tech's a game you'd love to see. But we knew this going into it, Wes, right? I mean, the unbalanced schedule,
yep.
even in a perfect world, some teams get a break versus others. Then you throw in a COVID world, which you go for pauses. Sometimes it's not even your fault. It's the other team that's had to mess with your schedule. Here's Florida State with two pauses this year and disruption. So, we're going to have some holes in the schedule. But, man, Florida State's still really, really good.
Yeah. Let's jump to I want to jump down here to Syracuse because one of these games is going to get scratched off this weekend. And that is the game with Georgia Tech. They're going to play Georgia Tech this weekend, but you still see Florida State, Louisville, and Wake Forest on that list.
Almost makes you wonder if Syracuse would love to see Florida State and Louisville because they're one of the teams without a quad one win. Right? When you look at their seven wins in the league, you say, "Well, all right, man, they're 7-6 in the league." But look who the seven are against. I mean, they got a great win against Virginia Tech at home. The other ones, quite frankly, have been against the lower third of the league. A couple against BC, a couple NC State. So you got to look a little deeper than wins and losses. It's who you beat. And again, one of the reasons Syracuse still looking for their first quad one win.
Yeah, let's take I want to take a couple that are right around the kind of the bubble area, if you will. Let's look at Georgia Tech. We mentioned they're going to play Syracuse this weekend and then pack the back end you've talked about with the Jackets. Now they're going to get Duke again, right? They're going to play Duke for a second time. That leaves kind of BC, NC State after Syracuse as teams they haven't played. That's an interesting – now, NC State fans aren't going to argue that because Georgia Tech somehow or another has had pretty good success against the Wolfpack. But the Boston College thing that you mentioned earlier, how big an impact would that be to Georgia Tech at this point? How big an impact would NC State be at this point to Georgia Tech?
I think the Jackets have a simple game plan. Win. I mean, they are in a position you just cannot afford to stub your toe, period. I don't care if it's home, away. Right. That gigantic, enormous, humongous win on the road earlier this week at Blacksburg against the Hokies put them in a position to say, guess what? Let's close. Now, if you can do it, you got a shot. I think you got a shot. But anything short of that is going to be a problem. Unless it's a really deep run in the ACC tournament.
All right, the last one I want to take a look at here is Louisville. They're going to play Virginia at the end, I believe. NC State, Syracuse, the other two. The reason I bring Louisville up, that's three teams right there that kind of, that they're not going to hurt you. Any of those games right there are going to be games that could help you lock your postseason down, which I think you're going, by the way, but it would almost – provide a piece of insurance for you with wins, right?
I don't know about that, Wes. I think, again, Louisville, like Syracuse, has zero quad one wins. The game tomorrow, I think, is so big for Louisville because I think it's a tone setter for their last week. I mean, can they go on the road and play against a red-hot Duke team? No fans of Cameron. You know how that works for the most part.
Right.
Can they go close a game like that? You know, their win against Notre Dame the other day was important just because you knew what was ahead of them. So, hey, Virginia's going to be a quad one opportunity. Who knows with Syracuse, right? You know, Syracuse, Georgia Tech kind of feels like a loser leave town kind of match coming up tomorrow. NC State's playing extremely well. So, again, Louisville's in a position, you know, when you start seeing where they are in the net, no quad one wins. I think the fact that Malik Williams is back is fantastic. So, again, there's just great intrigue all over the place in the league this weekend and all of next week.
There are a couple of other schools, and we won't roll all the video and graphics for you here for you. Virginia hasn't played Louisville, Miami. Pittsburgh will play Clemson a week from Saturday on the final day of the regular season. They have not played Boston College either. Wake hasn't played Syracuse. Miami hasn't played Virginia. Duke hasn't played Florida State, as we noted. I think though the Duke-Florida State thing, that would certainly help the Blue Devils. We're talking about games here that could be turnkeys at this point. But all in all, it just shows you how many games we've missed, too, of potential consequence in the ACC race, Mark.
Well, to me, Virginia Tech is the one that jumps out to me because they have not played North Carolina. Mm-hmm. They have not played Florida State. They've not played NC State. They've not played Boston College. And I think when we get to this stage of the season, it looks like everybody's chasing Florida State. I think we'd all agree with that. But can you become one of the double bye teams, right? Can you finish in the top four is really critical. And I know Virginia's lost three in a row. They need to figure that thing out. But I think teams like Virginia Tech and Clemson, when you look at their schedules moving forward, to me, those are the two schools that are in a position that they're going to take their business. Hey, they're going to be in the top. They're going to get the double bye. You know, so I think that is really critical for these teams. Yeah, it'd be great to win the league, but if you don't, man, that double bye, that is what I want to sign up for. Give me 2 days off while everybody else is busting their heads up against the wall. That, to me, is critical.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Lots of hoops
ACC
last night.
Women's basketball last night. Yep. NC State wins going away 83-53 over Pittsburgh. How about Courtney Banghart in North Carolina last night? Deja Kelly, a huge night. 84-59 the final. Virginia Tech, Kenny Brooks keeps on rolling pack. 6-point win at Clemson. Notre Dame, 8-point victory against Florida State. Miami, a 2-point win on Wake Forest. The Deacons trapped in the fourth quarter. Big win for Katie Meyer's team. Could be a tough one for Jen Hoover and the Deacons. And then Syracuse, a huge win at the Dome last night. 92-75 over Boston College. That is the ACC women's basketball scoreboard from Thursday night.
Last weekend of the regular season is upon us, and there's some big games this weekend. There's still some teams jockeying for position, not only from a seeding perspective within the ACC, but also from a national perspective. Are you in? Are you in the bubble? Tough loss for the Deacs last night. They needed that one. But nevertheless, NC State is playing great basketball. They are just wearing people out right now. And Ja'Kia Brown-Turner joins us front and center. Ja'Kia, first of all, good morning, and congratulations on the win last night. Seems like the team is on a really, really good run right now.
Good morning. Thank you.
So what's it feel like? I mean, listen, it's late February, as you well know. Tournament's next week. Is this team in the right frame of mind as far as the big picture and the great run hopefully coming up in March?
No, I think we are really in the great state of mind. I think we are starting to play together better, and I think we're ready to hit the big stage.
Well, here's the interesting thing. The vibe next week in Greensboro will have to be pretty good, right? Because the last time you walked in that building, you walked out with hardware, Ja'Kia.
Yeah, definitely was a great moment last year, and we just want to do it again.
Ja'Kia, do you guys worry about rankings? I mean, you know, you've won the ACC. You've been up in the top. You've beaten the two number one ranked teams on the road. Do you worry about what the AP poll or what anybody says in bracketology? Is that outside noise, or is that a motivator for this team?
Well, it's definitely, we really don't care about our ranking. You know, Coach Moore always says ranking doesn't matter to the end of the season. So we just come out and play every game hard, you know, to win.
All right. But last night, your fourth straight win by 19 or more. So why now? What's clicked here late, Jakia?
Well, we've actually locked down to what Coach Moore has wanted us to do and just working on the small things. So Coach Moore has really gotten on us, you know, boxing out and being hard on us on defense.
By the way, when you get the ACC Player of the Week award, you get like free parking, free Bojangles biscuit. Do you get any kind of award for that? How's that work?
I wish we did. I really wish we did. But no, you know, we just want to win. You know, it was great having that. But I just want to make sure I can do whatever I can for the team for us to win.
Well, you're doing plenty. It's hard to believe, and I think you'll take this the right way. I don't want to say that you're old, but you're just a sophomore, and yet, Jakia, you've played so much basketball for Coach Moore. Does it feel like the experience really factors into now what this run will be like for you guys, and how much has it helped this year?
Oh, yes, definitely last year, you know, coming into things, just learning a lot and taking it all in. This year, I really understand the system, you know, what Coach Moore wants us to do. So this year has definitely been better.
All right, I want you to be completely honest and transparent. When the committee came out and said you guys were a 2-seed, that had to tick you off a little bit, didn't it?
Yes, a little bit. But, you know, I love being the underdog sometimes, and we're just going to have to show them what we can do as there a team.
That's the right attitude. That's what I like. By the way, before we let you go, I got to ask this question. What has been the hardest class you've had so far at NC State?
Biology.
Yeah, biology. There you go.
I know. Biology stinks. I don't get it. Don't get it.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult.
Yeah. It's like trying to figure out all those.
But you survived.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Yes, okay. She did. Still kicking.
That's the key thing. All right. We just got to make sure. We always hear about the hard ones, Pac, but we got to make sure you did get through. I mean, some people just didn't stop and say, that's it. I'm out. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Didn't opt out.
That's it. That's
no opting out. Got to go. Hey, got to keep grinding.
Jakia, we look forward to following you guys next week in Greensboro, okay? We're excited to see it. I know there's a big one Sunday afternoon at Syracuse, but we're excited for you guys in the postseason for sure.
Thank you so much.
Packer and Durham. This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
Time to check our accounting before we get to yours. Old West led the charge this week, by the way, Pac. I put Florida State 1, and then the shakeup was on behind me. I went Florida State 1. The Clemson Tigers jumped all the way to 2. Duke 3. Georgia Tech 4. Virginia Tech 5. Virginia 6. And then, notably, the social media panel chimed in with NC State ahead of Syracuse at 9. It's claiming the Orange beat the Wolfpack twice. That is true. That is very, very true. But Syracuse lost at Duke and NC State won at Virginia. That was enough to flip me, Pac.
Well, first of all, Syracuse also went 0-2 against Pitt. NC State hasn't lost to Pitt. I mean, you can play that game all you want. Listen, it's not like it's early in the season where head-to-head, I think, gets even magnified more. We're now into March, for crying out loud. It's a body of work ranking now. So
that's it.
I think, listen, NC State, Syracuse, you can flip-flop them. I'm totally cool with that. Really, it's as I said, it's kind of interchangeable.
All right, but let's
NC State's playing better basketball right now than Syracuse. Right now, this second.
Yeah.
Right now. All right. This was my 16. I give you 16 every week. Florida State 1. Boy, Virginia's lost 3 in a row, and I would have loved to put somebody else there, but who do you put in front of them? Virginia Tech, their body works on better than Virginia. Clemson's won 9, right, in terms of quad 1, quad 2 games. But you know what? Virginia beat them by 35. in Tigertown. So despite losses by Virginia and Virginia Tech, I kept them right where they are. Clemson's at 4 and moving upwards. Georgia Tech had a little bump this week with a great win in Blacksburg. Duke is rolling. They get a bump. North Carolina would have had you higher until you decided to schedule Marquette and lose. Louisville, I need to see something, boys. You know what? That loss in Chapel Hill still stings, but you got an opportunity tomorrow. NC State 9, Syracuse 10, Notre Dame 11. Nothing really changes here. Pitt 12, the Swiss are 13, Miami 14. BC locked and loaded. Edge, I'm telling you, put it in stone. BC, it's 15 this year. And this week, Sweet 16, the friends of BPI, whoever they are, you're there at 16. BPI having a rough week again. So there you have it. And by the way, a shout out to everybody back in Bristol for a little Back in Black from AC/DC.
Yeah, nice.
Right there. That was a perfect, could be the theme for today's show, Back in Black.
That's right. All right, let's get to the fan accounting. Don't forget, you can submit every week. Use the hashtag Packer in Durham. Maybe you get some airtime. Ladies and gentlemen, we start the fan accounting with the great Robin the Duke fan. As submitted, Florida State 1, Virginia 2, Virginia Tech 3, the Mighty Blue Devils 4. If you know Robin, that's exactly what he calls them. It gives Georgia Tech a little credit. I'm surprised Carolina's that high, given Robin's patriotism for the Blue Devils. Clemson, NC State, Syracuse, Louisville, Wake, Pitt, Notre Dame, Miami, Boston College, and 16 is my cat. I don't really appreciate that, but
I
got to be honest with you, Robin. Yeah, my man needs to go a little higher than 16, don't you think, Pack? 40% mountain lion, right?
I'm glad you're holding him, because if he were in the basement with me, those claws would be in my back of my neck.
Not happy about 16, are you? He's not happy about 16.
I don't think he's ever happy.
Not happy at all. He wants to fight Robin. Look, claws are out. We're fighting Robin. Go get him, big fella. Cut you loose on Robin. All right, Jared Waltrip is next. Jared had Florida State 1, Georgia Tech 2.
Wow.
Pack.
How about that?
Duke 3. Oh, hey now.
Hey, what's going on here?
4 Hokies, 5 Tigers. Virginia's gone to 7. Bet those Syracuse people mad at you and me are going to be really fired up if they find Jared, because he's got NC State 2 slots ahead of the Orange. What are we doing there, Jared?
I don't know, Jared, but is it possible that he got a head start on the weekend? Just asking. Because it's after this show, I got to be honest with you, I think I want to get a head start on the weekend. But I think Jared's already beat me to the punch. Georgia Tech, the 2 spot. That's a bit lofty, in my opinion. But nevertheless, it's your it's your list, my man. Run with it. Go hard.
Jared, open the wedge. Open the wedge wide on the 60 degree, didn't he? Opened it wide.
The Jackets went on the road to Blacksburg and said, guess what? Not impressed. We know you guys are having a good year. But the old tech's going to beat new tech. You know what? This is the thing, Wes. The folks that take the shots, especially on Instagram or any other social, that don't do a list, I don't respect that. I don't respect that. So when you step into the deep end of the pool here and come up with your own top 15 or 16 or whatever you want to do with it, you know what? I respect it. Even though we may sit there and go, man, guy's crazy or she's nuts or whatever the case is, it's all right. But you got to at least do your list before you can take some shots. So go for it, Jared.
Yeah.
You want Georgia Tech number 2?
By the way, you
run with it.
Yeah. By the way, my son felt compelled to tell me on Instagram that they were ripping me yesterday, which was also good. I appreciate Will offering that. That was
confirmation.
All right, Joel Sturdivant is next. Joel went Florida State 1, Duke 2, Virginia 3, Georgia Tech 4, Hokies 5, Clemson 6, Carolina State, Louisville, Syracuse round out the top 10, 11 through 15, Notre Dame, Pitt, Wake, Miami, Boston College. They're pretty uniform in that last 5, don't you think, Pack, for just about everybody?
Yep.
And then 16, he went with the net rankings. So, Joel's thinking about our future with the company. He stayed off of BPI. Appreciate that, Joel. Thank you.
I respect his 16th because I don't understand it. I mean Colgate's in the top 15. You know how many quad one wins they have? Zero. You know how many quad one losses they have? Zero. I mean, so they've played nobody of note, and yet you're in the top 15. How does that work? I mean, I don't. I told you the other day, Iowa State hadn't won a game in their league. They lead Baylor the other night, and I looked it up because they were up 15 on Baylor in the first half, and they were 236 in the net rankings. They ended up losing the game and moved up like nearly 20 spots. How does that happen? How do you lose and move up?
I have no idea. Who knows, right?
I don't understand it.
I agree. Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for submitting. Hashtag Packer in Durham. We'll have another edition of Accounting for You on Thursday. You submit Thursday after the show, and we'll reveal one or two on Friday.
One more thing, just real quickly. Even in the fan accounting, I thought it was interesting. Everybody jumped on Florida State one. Everybody's got basically the same last three or four teams. But beginning at the two spot, it's all over the place. I mean, what you and I have was different. What the fans had. At number two, people were all over the place. So it just goes to show you, you watch Virginia lose three in a row. You see Virginia Tech hasn't won a game in weeks. And then when they did play, they got smoked at home. It's hard to kind of quantify who you think number two is. You know that teams like Duke and Clemson have won four in a row, and you want to put them there. But then you go, well, wait a minute now. Is it a big picture? Is it the last thing you saw? That's what makes accounting fun. I mean, there's no right or wrong here. Just have fun with it. That's basically the deal here.
A week from Monday, we're going to have the bracket for the ACC basketball tournament at the Greensboro Coliseum Complex. And I'll offer you this. It'll be easy to say, yeah, I think Florida State. Yeah, I think Virginia. But who else would be a contender in Greensboro? You start thinking about this as the final week of the regular season unfolds. Knock on wood, everybody's going to be healthy, right? That's number one. Because if somebody goes on pause now, that's a bad deal for Greensboro, right, Pac?
No question.
We've determined that much about college basketball. But beyond the two at the top, Virginia and Florida State, who we think are pretty well stone-cold locks, NCAA tournament, top five seeds, that kind of thing. Who else is a threat in Greensboro and a realistic threat and why? Be thinking about that as you watch these last week of regular season games. Now, here's my question for you on this Friday. You got to pick one tomorrow. Florida State at Carolina, Louisville at Duke. What's the more premium game tomorrow? Of those two, which is the biggest tomorrow, Mark?
I think it's Duke and Louisville because I think they both have something. Florida State's in. So of the four teams you just mentioned, one is a guaranteed lock to be in the tournament. That's Florida State.
Yep.
So I put them over there, right? So I got the other three. Okay. North Carolina has to win this game. I mean, what they did with Marquette put them back.
Has to win it.
I think they have to win it. I'm going to tell you why. Because a couple things. I think that if you're thinking of making a run in the dance, North Carolina has lost 10 consecutive games to ranked teams. 10 in a row. They're coming off just wasn't in the mood. Hashtag not going to be able to make that one kind of game against Marquette. I expect North Carolina to play with their hair on fire tomorrow. I really do. If they don't play well tomorrow, I will really, really be surprised. And I think Florida State knows they're going to play well. So the Heels, you start talking about with what they've got left. Duke at home is going to be a monster game. The Georgia Tech game, all that stuff's coming down the pike. They need to win at home. I think they need to show me something tomorrow after the Marquette fiasco. So I'm not giving you a must win, like, hey, but this is a really critical game for a lot of reasons for the Heels tomorrow. And Duke Louisville, to me, I would put over that game because they both have to win the game. They both have to win it. Florida State doesn't have to win tomorrow. It'd be nice to do it. They expect to win it. But if they don't, things could be all right. But Louisville Duke, I feel I don't like the feel for the loser of the Louisville Duke game when we get back here on Monday.
No, I don't either. I agree with you on that. I think that if you walk away from that one with an L, it gets really tough. Now, yes, I'm going to go back to something you said yesterday, And we didn't have a chance to visit with this much, but it fits right here, right now, going to our last segment this week. There is a real possibility, and we are a little ahead of the curve on saying this, but you mentioned this yesterday. Next Saturday night's Duke Carolina game might be to survive to the tournament, right? To the NCAA tournament. Crazy to think that.
Especially if they both lose tomorrow. I mean, if I'm just telling you, if it's a sad day on Tobacco yeah. Road on a Saturday afternoon into the evening, that game mm-hmm. gets so magnified next week for all the reasons you never thought you'd ever hear. That, you know what, man, the loser of that right. game is in a lot of trouble, big picture. So, listen, it's pressure yeah. time, man. It is go time. Like I keep telling you, grab your Mike Young popcorn, boys and girls, because this weekend there are some critical games. And those two, with Florida State at North Carolina and the Heels needing to bounce back and Florida State rolling mm-hmm. and Duke Louisville with what's at stake. Blue Devils playing great. Louisville needs it. They need a quad one win. Again, it's why you love ACC hoops. The intrigue of all these games. There's storylines on all of them.
Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Not only was Wake Forest Freddie Summers the ACC's first African-American quarterback, he was also dominant. Summers earned all ACC recognition in 1967. He totaled 28 touchdowns in his 2 years, leading the Deacons offense, and was inducted into the Wake Forest Hall of Fame in 2020. Packer and Durham honor Freddie Summers and all the black athletes that paved the way in the ACC as we celebrate Black History, always here on ACC Network. Player boy. I remember Freddie Perfect. Summers.
Yep. Yep. Big time player. Great Wake Forest teams and certainly a landmark athlete in Deacon history as well. Of note, by the way, as we celebrate Black History, always here on ACC Network, Troy Fullwood is the supervisor of baseball umpires here in the ACC and does a fabulous job. Was once an on-field umpire and an excellent one, did the College World Series and more. And he's making history this weekend too. Virginia, North Carolina, and Chapel Hill is going to feature Damian Beal, Linus Baker, Greg Street, and Randy Watkins, the first all-black umpire crew to work Power Five or Major League Baseball. Congratulations to those guys. Known Greg Street, outstanding umpire, Linus Baker, Damian Beal, Randy Watkins, been in this league for many, many years as well. Congratulations to those guys and to Troy Fullwood, who's as good as it gets. Congratulations there, too, for those guys.
Yeah, and North Carolina.
All part of Unity Week here in the ACC.
Yeah, North Carolina knocked off Virginia yesterday. Great games this weekend. Mm-hmm. We got all kinds of conference matchups. And I just know, because all my buddies down there, Clemson and South Carolina hook up on their three-game series in Clemson today, Greenville yep. tomorrow, Columbia Sunday. And like I say, it doesn't matter. When those two get together, checkers, badminton, football, yep. baseball, doesn't matter. It's a big deal. But a great
ballroom
conference
dancing.
It's intense. So hopefully the weather will be good to get those three in. But the baseball series will be out of sight. But the really good series coming up this weekend. And Georgia Tech, NC State, I would tell you, would be a series to keep in mind. I hope the weather is going to be all right. Mm-hmm. But two really good clubs. And again, we keep bragging about eight teams ranked in the latest Division I baseball top 25. We'll have great matchups in baseball all season long.
Women's basketball tournament next week in Greensboro at the Coliseum. We'll give you previews of that next week. But wait, time for the Bojangles weekend menu. Don't get ahead of yourself, Wes. Pack, you ready?
Let's do it.
Today, we got women's lacrosse for you. Then tomorrow, we got full-scale hoops. Syracuse, Georgia Tech, high noon. Anish Shroff, who will do three games in 2 days. By the way, Syracuse, Georgia Tech, he and Danny Manning on the call. Ready? I got him. Just hang on. Then we got Notre Dame, BC, Mike Monaco, Jordan Cornette. Then Wake Forest, Virginia Tech, Jay Alter, Malcolm Huckabee. Then Virginia, Syracuse lacrosse. Anish Shroff comes back. Guess what happens there? Anish Shroff, Paul Carcaterra. Get you the lacrosse coverage at 6 o'clock. 8 o'clock, we got Pittsburgh, Florida State baseball. That's Saturday. All right? How about Sunday? You ready for Sunday? Oh, yeah. Here's Sunday. NC State, Syracuse women's basketball. Pittsburgh at Georgia Tech. Hey, Pitt at NC State men's basketball. Anish Shroff, Paul Biancardi pack. 3 games, 2 days. Anish Shroff. ACC Championship, 7 o'clock Sunday night, right here on ACC Network.
Who does Anish think he is? He thinks he's Jay Alter? I mean, what's he doing? 3 games, 2 days? What's up with that? We need to get Anish back on the show, man. He's a trip. He's funny.
Cut his hair. Cut the hair down.
He
cut
had
the hair
to.
Down, shave the beard.
He's going to look like Bigfoot walking around if he didn't get his hair cut, man. The dude, like a chia pet. I mean, how do you put water on it? Thing starts growing like crazy. Anish had it rocking, man. He's a trip. We need to get him on the show next week or anytime soon.
All right. Maybe we, maybe Macri can find a way to get that done. Right?
I like it. Big weekend, right, though. Wrestling's going to be awesome on Sunday. Lacrosse, we told you about Virginia Syracuse. Mm-hmm. Women's basketball, last Sunday of games. People still jockeying for position. You know about the men's games tomorrow. Big deal. Baseball series this weekend. Telling you, if this network doesn't entertain you, you got to find something better to do. Because I'm telling you, man, there are some serious games and matches coming up this weekend.
Special thanks to Chris Cotter previewing lacrosse for us, particularly Syracuse, Virginia tomorrow. Thanks to Rock Harrison. He was fabulous as always, giving us the full breakdown of all the classes in wrestling for the championships this weekend in Raleigh. And also Jakia Brown-Turner, who was tremendous as well, joining us from NC State. They're at Syracuse game on ESPN this weekend.
And more importantly, our crew behind the scenes, because folks sitting at home or listening to us on radio will have no earthly idea the hoops that they went through today just to get us on the air, keep us on the air. It has been a wild day. And for the folks at AT&T, thanks very much. We appreciate it. Great deal. Thank you. Look forward to your sponsorship.
You signing folks up?
AT&T did quite a job today. Great effort by AT&T today. Really excellent. Tremendous.
Nice week, though. May have been a mystery have been tour here today, without but a you. Nice week.
Oh, the week's been great. You kidding? The week's been great.
Now, today's unbelievable been
a, week. Today's been a high wire act, but the week's been out of sight. And I just like the fact that, you know.
We've got a good week.
Yeah. Well, we just had a big birthday party for Billy. Getting ready for a big one with Barb coming up next week. We get to say adios to February, which means on Monday we do Notepad for the best of the month. Yep. So, yeah, there's a lot going on, man. But I'm ready for February to be gone. I'm ready for March. I'm ready for madness. I'm ready for it.
Well, we're going to get some of it. By the way, the news items at the top of the show, if you missed it, the NCAA yesterday announced their contingency plans for the tournament. Basically, they're going to be 4 replacement teams kind of on hold, if you will, to see kind of what happens. And then the ACC tournament in conjunction with the state of North Carolina relaxing some of the COVID protocols is going to consider the addition of fans to what they announced last week with the limited number of tickets for participating schools to go to staff and parents and things like that. So we'll see where that goes from the ACC perspective. North Carolina is expected to have a little more than 3,000 in the building tomorrow at the Smith Center for their game with Florida State. I'm sure some of the other state-supported institutions will do that. No word yet as if it's going to happen at Duke or at Wake Forest, where they have kind of been without crowd all year. So we'll keep an eye on that for you, give you some updates next week. Quick note, by the way. A good February, 27 student-athletes, 17 coaches, 1 administrator, 9 different analyst reporters, and 8 different ESPN analysts. 23 first-time student-athletes of our 27, by the way. Have a good weekend, Mark.
Every day, coach, you slap the floor and you go get it, right? You can't mail it in. You mail it in, you get beat. So I want you to be good tonight.
Just settle down. You have more of a show to do.
How's the ear doing?
How'd y'all know about the ear?
We do our research.
We just heard. Come on, man.
You think we just show up? Do you have a face shield nearby in the house? Yes or no? The bobsled and the luge. Have you ever done that? Because you've got to be out of your mind.
You got to be a lunatic.
So no. You picked up 5 gold medals. Do you stack those things up like tag-alongs in a Girl Scout cookies? I mean, how do you display all the medals that you get with this?
It's funny that you asked that because I actually have my phone propped up on them right now.
Paige, how many you got? How many of those you got?
I have no idea. I've given a couple of them away.
Hey, look, man, you guys got to have me on a little more often, man. I feel like you neglected me sometimes.
Right, next time you're on the show, we'll fix the banner. Packer, Durham, and Ham.
Tune into Packer and Durham weekday mornings from 7 to 10 Eastern for the best conversations about everything from the ACC. Find it on the ACC Network, SiriusXM Channel 371, and streaming on the ESPN app.